Finally, some alone time to think. What the heck is going on? This dimension is so confusing. Why is everyone so obsessed with what other people think about them on the internet? What the heck are internet trolls? Ugh, this Sasha seems to be a bigger nerd than I am, and she's historian. Yet, she doesn't appear to be evil. So then, why did they want to bring me here? Is this a plot to take over my dimension? Will they bring others here? That's it! The other Sasha must be a volunteer test subject for their evil plan. They have to be evil. There's no other explanation. I'm just going to have to bide my time, figure out what they want with me, and get the heck out of here.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid. I'm Michael, and I'm being joined by, I don't even remember what color ranger she is anymore, and we're three episodes in. I don't remember our ranger colors anymore. Yeah, okay, so she's the Red Ranger.
We literally just had this conversation. It's really, like, we even had an article that's coming out that has all of us by our ranger colors. Like, really? You and I are going to have a conversation off screen that you are not going to enjoy later. but no, I am Sasha, the fabulous Red Ranger, as you can tell, but as you cannot tell by my red headphones and my red mouse.
And I think I'm the Green Ranger now.
Yes. Okay. Good job.
I think I need to talk to HR after this.
Yeah, go complain to Ben. He won't care.
Okay. So we're doing three episodes today. We're doing The Green Dream, The Power Stealer, and The Beetle Invasion. There's a lot of the's in this one.
Uh-huh.
Sasha's like, yeah, okay. So with that, we're let's just hop right into it. Green Dream, everyone's favorite segment. In my mind, the quick run through. Yeah, I know, I'm crazy. It's okay. For the Green Dream. So we begin at school with Miss Appleby assigning an essay project. Kim and Tommy talk about his dreams that he's been having lately. Zed wants the Sword of Power, and Zed and Goldar plot. At the juice bar, Billy shows his scrambler device. Bulk and Skull appear with their gadget to detect the Power Rangers. Billy uses this device, however, to scramble Bulk and Skull's device. Well, at least it works. Zed sends putties to attack and capture Tommy. Goldar uses Zed's staff to put Tommy under his control. And then Zed creates Robo-Goat based on Tommy's book. Zordon informs the Rangers of what's going on. Tommy tells the others to summon the Sword of Power, to which then Tommy goes, "Mwah-ha-ha-ha," and hands over the Sword of Power to Robo-Goat, and the spell is broken. Tommy morphs and fights Robo-Goat in return. The others morph into action and take on Robo-Goat. Jason goes one-on-one with the monster, while the others are sent elsewhere. Jason gets the Sword of Power back via Zordon, and the others return. Zed makes Robo-Goat grow, Thunder Megazord time, and the Rangers win. That's actually it. It's one page. It's one of the few times I get an episode on one page.
So it's funny because my notes, well, yeah, no, my notes are about a page long. So first I found the fact that this was a 500 word essay hilarious because that's like a page, much like our rendition of this episode. And it's like, I'm sorry, but Miss Applebaum is a really terrible teacher. These Applebee. Are high school, whatever. These assignments are like, she's an English teacher, right? When was the last time they read a book?
So here's the thing. She's not their English teacher. She's their everything teacher. I mean, if you remember in season one, she was like the home ec teacher, the homeroom teacher, okay, the so science
she's like that
teacher.
Permanent substitute that gets shuffled around. But I still don't understand why, like, it's like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm in grad school. I laughed at a 500 word essay about a subject that interests you. I could do that half asleep with one eye closed and one hand behind my back. Like,
and she'll do it when WandaVision is over.
No. I will be writing 12 and 16 page papers because that's the grad school life. But I find it funny that, okay, so fine. Bulk and Skull want to write about the Power Rangers. And I have a feeling that's not going to be a good essay, but, you know, they can try. We have faith in them. The voices from the grid team loves Bulk and Skull, and we will defend them to the end of the earth. Tommy's prophetic dreams are just that. They are prophetic. And at this point, every episode, I'm like, is this the episode? Is this the episode? Is this the episode where this all finally ends? Because so far it seems like Tommy has two settings. Well, my powers are running out. And Lord Zedd going, I'm going to steal the rest of the Green Ranger's powers. I'm like, just do it already. This is like the most dragged out plot thread.
We gotta drag it out more. Don't worry.
Has the Sword of Power been mentioned before?
So we had the Sword of Darkness in season one. I think this is legitimately the first time we've had the Sword of Power.
I'm sure that'll come up again.
Yeah, because I'm getting close to that for notes writing.
So I just. I like episodes where Billy builds things, so I liked his little signal scrambler.
And he does that a lot this season, too.
Yeah. And although it is kind of unfair that he uses it to scramble the random gadget of Bulk and Skull, which, like, I like the fact that this is actually plausible. That, like, the Power Rangers, because their tech is, like, space-based, because it doesn't come from the Earth and everything, it would have, like, its own, like, signature, its own, like, tone or of energy or something that like a device like that could detect. How Bulk and Skull got their hands on such a device is intriguing, but oh well. But it is like, you gotta give them props. This is actually a really clever way of finding the Ranger's identity that is not like a videotape. Like, and actually this is kind of an interesting plot thread that's introduced here that actually comes up again in Dino Thunder, where Cassidy and what was his name, her friend, are trying to constantly find out who the Power Rangers are. I think the difference though is like in motivation, but it's an interesting parallel that I just now noticed. Also, since when is Tommy into mythology? Do we just like toss out random character traits when we find hobbies when we feel like it? Yes we do, because this is Power Rangers. We've gone from I like the fact that this is actually character progression, because we've gone from cleaning up graffiti to like wall murals. So I like this shift now. I already said that Miss Appleby is a terrible teacher. Tommy turns evil again. Also, why couldn't Zedd just do that the entire time? Like, he just has this magic thing he can use and he waits now to do it. And why use it on Tommy? Like, it makes sort of more sense to, I guess, like, use it on another ranger who could, like, Tommy turning evil is just, like, such an, like, a been there, done that plot at this point that, like, Zedd is, like, using Rita's old recycled material.
It's a been there, done that, but the thing is, though, is that this is actually one of the things where continuity actually applies, because whose mind is most susceptible to the mind control? It's Tommy as the Green Ranger.
Right, but it's never really established why, other than the Green Ranger power being evil or something. But I swear to Kirby, I kid you not, I'm pretty sure Zordon is the one that like names these guys for the Rangers. Like, yes, let me see, Alpha. This terrible monster looks like a mix of a robot and a goat. What shall I name it? Robo-goat, because I am brilliant like that, because I am Zordon.
Well, especially for this season. This season, you see more Zordon naming monsters, whereas in the first season, Rita would tell you who the monster is.
That's true. So we'll give Zordon credit for that. Now he's not. Now that he can no longer spy on Rita the way she spies on the Rangers. He really should have done something about that now that I think
about it. Except for the fact that Zed still spies on the Rangers, but yet somehow Zordon's not able to spy on Zed.
Yeah, I guess it's to make him more evil and power, to make it seem like he's stronger than Rita. Oh gosh. Also, how do they all know how to summon the sword?
Sword, come to me. We need power.
Also, it's interesting that, like, it just randomly, like, why did they release Tommy at that afterwards? Like, it was very random. There's no, like, trigger for it. It's sort of like, oh, I guess we're only allowed to drain a certain part of his Green Ranger form in this. Because, like, it would have made more sense if you had him morph to waste the rest of the green energy by having him fight the Rangers. But I guess we've been there, done that.
We don't have any more Sentai footage.
Also, for somebody that is called Robo-Goat, it was very heavy on the goat, not so heavy on the robo part, just saying. Like, it's you gotta balance it if you're gonna call something a robot and a goat. I guess there's this whole power stealing their powers for Zed thing, Jason's sword fight, which was fine, it was decent. And Bulk and Skull quickly forget about their paper. But there is one thing that's pointed out here. It says the end is approaching. So this will be the end of Tommy as the Green Ranger eventually, like in however many episodes from now.
You.
Oh, too long. But yeah, it's a kind of a lame episode because them writing a paper doesn't really go anywhere. The mural thing doesn't either. Their mural cleanup or whatever. This is all just like, oh, Zed needs to drain more of Tommy's Green Ranger powers or something. And I don't know. This is just like a pointless filler episode. It doesn't really do much. I mean, I guess it introduces the Sword of Power, which I don't really remember if it's even mentioned again later, but I guess?
I'll find out soon. I'm about to start doing notes on that half of the season.
Well, be sure to let me know. I got nothing else to say about this episode. It was eh.
All right, so next up we got the Power Stealer. Going back to everyone's favorite segment in my mind, the quick run through. Sasha just rolls her eyes at me, as always.
Vehemently.
At the youth center, the teens are on the news for their cleaning up efforts. Bulk and Skull are enamored by the TV equipment. Zed and Goldar plot about their new monster. Typical cleaning montage. But then the putties attack. Tommy, Kim, and Jason morph. The monster starts stealing Tommy, like full blown and trying to kidnap him. Back at the command center, the Rangers are worried. Bulk and Skull return to the camera in the park and take the tape. The Rangers morph back into action. They take on the monster. Kim, Trini, and Zach are captured. But Billy notices something about the monster. Jason returns to take on the monster, Billy working on device. Billy gives Jason a shield with a mirror built in. Billy goes to help the others, and Zed makes the monster grow, and it's Thunder Megazord time, which I actually wrote down, it's TMZ time. So you gotta write this quickly sometimes, people. The Rangers win, go figure. Back at the youth center, the Rangers talk about Tommy. Bulk and Skull have a tape and they plan to show it. Billy and Zach pull the switcheroo. Bulk and Skull get bears. Skull loves the cartoons and Bulk is sad. Because that is true. The Rangers did morph in front of the camera.
Right, but how did the Rangers know about, like, how did they know that tape was going to have the powers? Because, like, when they morph, they were never really paying attention to the camera crew. And how did they know that was a legit tape? I guess better safe than sorry, but like it could have been Bulk's, you know, baby montage or whatever. Like,
honestly, it's better that, it, in my opinion, it would be more of a better safe than sorry scenario.
But at this point, I feel like they could save themselves the headache and just tell Bulk and Skull, like, hey, we're Power Rangers. Maybe don't reveal our secret identities, and this would have been so much easier. But we can't tell anybody who we are because...
reasons.
Yeah, there's a very simple explanation for that. But it's interesting that, like, there's rumors that, like, the Power Rangers will show up to the park to help with the cleanup, which, all right. Bulk and Skull geeking out over the new tech was actually kind of funny. Also, can we talk about the fact that Zed's monsters are just basically a combination of, like, two things? Like, last episode, it was a robot and a goat, sort of. This episode, it is an elephant and an octopus called the Octophantom. I'm pretty sure Zordon is having a field day, but the putties are also interrupting the putties interrupt Tommy's interview. Why is the monster going after Tommy again? We literally just had an episode about this. Like, there's no point in this. It's literally repeating the other one. At least in the last episode, he was going to turn Tommy evil or something, even though it went nowhere. This is sort of like, how much can we get out of Tommy? And let's write these plot points. Billy figures out that the monster is an elephant and an octopus. I mean, he really had to really put some, you know, brain matter into that one. It was a real head scratcher. And then they also can't locate Tommy. Why can't they check the last location Zed used to keep Tommy?
Like, I mean, they got that cave off to the side, right? Somewhere, you know?
Right. Like, at this point, Zed is more predictable than Rita. Like, Zed is not exactly clever. That I have a note that specifically says that. Tommy gets locked in a cave, and Zed's plan involves graffiti or something. I'm lost. At this point, I feel like he's like some kind of megalomaniac. He's like Dr. Draken, right? Where he has these really elaborate and clever plans, but at least he looks intimidating because the plans are stupid. The monster is vandalizing the Pacific Heritage Memorial, monument, which is just an Easter Island head. Billy realizes that it's, kudos to Billy though for realizing that, like, after they morph, that this whole thing is a trap. And sort of analyzes the situation while everybody's getting their butts handed to them. And then the Rangers, minus Billy and Jason, get sucked into, like, the device for reasons. And there's some kind of talk of a power transfer. Because Billy's trying to make a device that will help them fight the Octophantom. But it's interesting that they use the word power transfer. But Billy comes to save the day with this, like, Shield of Triumph looking thing. This is my second Dino Thunder reference. Blame Ben. But kudos to Billy for realizing that the monster is basically enamored with himself and using mirrors and stuff. So that was actually, like, that was clever. I like when the Rangers use unusual tactics to save the day. Billy easily frees the others. Like, at this point, it was like prop rope and not rail rope. And this was like, why couldn't they free themselves? They have like, they were like, it was just so dumb. They could have easily freed themselves because Billy literally just pokes the chain and it breaks into pieces.
Because we need drama.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This was a better episode, except for the fact that Zed's plan makes no sense again. Zed really needs to, like, maybe actually start listening to Goldar, because I think at one point even Goldar was like, are you sure this is gonna work? And Zed just tells him to zip it.
Because zip it.
Like, at this point, I have more faith in Goldar as a villain than I do about Lord Zed. Like, the only thing Zed has going for him is that cool design and that scratchy, gravelly, evil-sounding voice. Beyond that, he's just a noob. And that's what we end this episode, this portion of the episode with. That's how we end Power Stealer, with Zed being a noob.
and which we then go into our third and final episode, The Beetle Invasion. And we go right into it with the run through and with me doing a little rant. At the youth center, Ernie teaches broom ball. It's called broom hockey. It's actually a legitimate sport. It's called broom hockey. Nobody calls it broom ball. Nobody ever calls
it broom ball. It's called Ernie was lazy and didn't want to sweep the juice bar.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But it's broom hockey, not broom ball. Get it right.
All right, so fine. Broom
Anyways,
hockey.
Anyways, Ernie recruits the Rangers to play. Zed creates a beetle monster because of the mascot of the opposing team. The Rangers start the broom ball practice. Insert Richie. This is, I believe, our first appearance of Richie.
Is it? Because I think he appeared at the beginning of the... No, he appeared earlier when we were introduced to
Zach. Well,
it's
Zach's, the first time we've seen Richie in a while. How about
that? Okay, there you go.
Tommy and Kim are out for a run and are attacked by... No, Trini and Kim are out for a run and are attacked by putties. Billy notices something missing from Stone Canyon's poster. The Beetle shows up and Trini and Kim morph. Kim calls for help. The Beetle starts draining... Oh, no, it is Tommy and Kim. Can't even read my own notes anymore. How about that? The Beetle starts draining Tommy's powers, because why would the Beetle try to drain Trini's powers? Like, why not try doing something more original?
Right, like, think of... Well, finish your
own. The others morph into action after Zordon tells them. Back at the command center, the Rangers retreat and plan their next move. The Rangers return to the battle. The Beetle uses the Green Ranger powers against them. Tommy returns with a device and gets his powers back. The Rangers form the Power Blaster, but Zed makes his monster grow. It's Thunder Megazord time for the win. Back at the Youth Center, it's broom ball hockey, whatever crap time. And it's a very tightly contested game. They obviously didn't recruit me because I would have won the game for them in the first period. Tommy with it, the over-exaggerated diving game winner shot.
So... can we just talk about the fact that Lord Zed needs a new idea? This is like the third episode where how much more energy can I drain? Like, at this point, drain somebody else's energy and use it to like destroy the command center or something. Like, do something, man. Broom hockey. We shall call it broom hockey for your benefit, to spare your feelings. But this broom hockey is, like I said, I am pretty sure it's just an excuse for Ernie to make some side hustle at the juice bar for hosting the game. And so he doesn't have to sweep the juice bar at the end of the evening. This is also another reference to their rival town, Stone Canyon, which is their opposition.
And they mention Stone Canyon quite a bit. And especially in this first half of the season, Stone Canyon is mentioned quite often.
Yeah. I also like the fact that the Rangers are like, we don't really have time for this, which, like, of course, they're on like 5,000 clubs and doing like 5,000 charities. And Ernie's like, no, join broom hockey. Also, at this point, Zed didn't even splice two things together. He just saw a pretty picture and says, okay, I'll make that thing a monster. Like, come on. He's just lazy. And then, of course, we have our red herring, I mean Richie, who is, like, at least we see him, like, I think he's, like, working at the juice bar or something, or is that later?
He works at the juice bar.
Right, like, at least he's doing something, but he has the personality of this pen. Actually, no, I take it back. I think this pen has more personality than Richie does.
Watching Richie is like wanting to watch paint dry.
You know what? You ain't wrong. Like, Zach's brother at least was like assertive and he had energy.
Curtis like the cousin, yeah.
Oh, cousin, sorry. Like, he had like energy, he was into music, like.
And we'll actually see, like, in later episodes, you see Curtis with Richie. Like, they kind of pair the two of them together, and it actually does rub off on Richie a bit.
Oh, good. He'll have a personality for the two extra seconds he'll be on screen until we write him, forget about his entire existence. Tommy's power is being drained again. Yada, yada. Tommy's fine, but weak. The others fight the monster. Yada, yada. Tommy's getting a green energy boost. Yada, yada. Like, these three episodes are repeating the same cycle of Zed wants to drain Tommy's powers, or he wants Tommy on his side for no reason, or he wants a thing. I think Zed has a crush on Tommy at this point. Like,
everybody has a crush on Tommy.
I threw up into my mouth a little bit. Ugh.
You say that now. We know your true feelings.
That Tommy's gross and the most overratedly annoying ranger in the history of Power Rangers. Fight me? Like, Ben and I agree on this. Tommy's just overrated. And like, okay, fine. At least he's not super annoying. But watching these three episodes, I was just like, can you just like stop being a ranger at this point? Because you've literally wasted three episodes that this should have been over like last season. Like, imagine if the final episode of season one had been Tommy completely losing his powers. No more power boosts or magical solutions. That's it. I mean, I guess that would be a little too depressing for the kiddos, but like, then in the next season, maybe Tommy can be in the background and struggling with his whole I'm not a ranger anymore and yada yada. But It's so weird that like Zed, like if Zed had taken Tommy of maybe harnessing the remaining green energy because it was stronger than anything he had to do something with it, but it just seems like he's there to just like annoy the Rangers. He doesn't have an actual like plot. Like, okay, what is this monster gonna do? He's gonna kidnap Tommy. He's gonna brainwash Tommy. He's gonna attack the Rangers. Like,
okay.
At this point, I am not sold on Zed as a villain. That will change later, maybe. But so far, he's just kind of like a half-something version of Rita. I don't know.
All right. Anything else?
I don't know. Also, Zordon is not really helpful, but he's like off to
Zordon
the side.
Zordon is not helpful.
But we'll talk about my annoyance at Zordon when we get to later episodes.
All right. So that was Green Dream, Power Stealer, and Beetle Invasion. You're welcome. Sasha, where can the people find you on the socials?
Geeky Kaplan on Twitter. You can see all of my very random tweets and things. Geeky Captain writes, I'm actually really excited. At the timing of the recording of this episode, I actually just released an article I've written with a fellow Tumblr user, Ardatley, which is like an MCU guide to the Young Avengers. So be sure to check that out. And of course, geekr101.tumblr.com, where you will see all of my rantings about all of things nerdy, comic booky, and Power Ranger-y.
And you can find me on the Twitters at @thelinbomb75, Facebook at facebook.com/x95productions. You can find this show on Twitter at @VFTG_PowerRangers. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/michaelx75. And obviously the website, txhthockey.com. And for this show specifically, /VFTG. So with that, there's some line that Sasha's supposed to say, but I don't remember. It's been a while.
I don't remember it. We keep changing it.
Well, anyways, until then, may the power protect you.